Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Moreno will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Moreno thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Moreno will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Moreno thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Oh, what up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, the old school crew, top of the 5 o'clock hour. It is UCLA week. We are brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese, special ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple. Four great locations going there. Even with a little bit of a chill, they got you plenty of pre-made meals for a single serving, family serving, pasta, and all types of stuff. So
did I see their Friday list out early?
I didn't see. We'll check.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always hitting though.
Yeah, I thought I saw it early. Yep.
We're still waiting on Jake to get the Jay Foreman discount.
It was
the number.
A steak parm sandwich. Mm. Alfredo Mac. Mm. The steak parm sandwich is $15. Breaded New York strip, pomodoro sauce, basil, mozzarella, roasted garlic aioli, hoagie roll, $15. $4 on the side for the Alfredo Mac. The combos, entree and side, $18.
Mm. That sounds good.
Fired up Friday.
Yeah, that sounds good. Even on a day like today, a little chilly outside.
Let's change it. Fired up Foreman Friday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we need to get that going, Jake Sorensen. But anyway, UCLA, I think, they're 2-5, I think their record is. And they're definitely a different team than what, you know, they showed at the beginning of the year. They've came a long way probably since the Deshaun Foster Big Ten first up with the media. They just beat Rutgers. Rutgers essentially gave them the game, but either way, they were able to go all the way out there and get a victory against a desperate Rutgers team. So it lets you know they have some talent. Obviously, Garbers, their quarterback, has been throwing for some yards. He can run it, and he can scramble, and he can gut you. I call it the gut scramble. That's the worst, right? And so the worst scramble and he's pretty athletic too. He's no slouch. He's actually really athletic. Got some speed, little wiggle to him. Is when you're, from a defender standpoint, the worst kind of scramble is the one that's within the B gaps. So from one B gap to the other, when he hits you there, that's where they can do the most damage. Because when, you know, you're thinking he's trying to get first downs, right? And that's where it's 3rd and 8 and he gets 9 yards, or it's 3rd and 6 or 3rd and 5, and he gets 6 or whatever. The fastest way to get to the first down marker and then some is a direct line. Him going to the C gaps, or, you know, even outside the B gap and going to one way, that actually lessens his ability to really be effective. So when you look at quarterbacks, that when they really do some more damage, unless they break the pocket. That means your pass rush lanes are bad. That means somebody either got, you know, knocked on their tail or the stunt was wrong and they broke contain. Then, but generally just a straight drop back, what they do, and they do a lot of quick passing games. So that what they do, they run the ball out of necessity. You know, Harden's a good running back, very effective out of the backfield. He has flexibility to play conventional running back and in the slot in some formations. They can motion him out. They can motion him from the slot to the running back and kind of get you off balance there, led by Eric Bieniemy and his passing attack. So they run out of necessity. You've done a decent job, but not very – they're not Illinois. They're not Rutgers with their running attack. But what they do is they put you out in space, want to give it to their guys, and all of them can go. Your California kids where they can shake and bake. They, you know, they can do the fancy stuff. And they've made a living of flooding the zone, which means on defense you have to communicate flood or flow. So flow is 3 to a side. Flood is 4 to a side. So, that, I mean, at least that's what we used to call it. You got to communicate that. Then you got to execute those things if you're in man or zone coverage. And then they'll hit the guys and they'll spot you up there. And then, but the guy that really makes this stirs the drink is Molokai Motavo, 88, big tight end, 6'6", about 250, good looking tight end. You know, he's a big target to settle the quarterback down when things get hairy, especially out of if you go in, you know, 2x2 sets or are they getting trips, he's getting the ball. He's getting the ball. If he's on the move, he's getting the ball. And by the move is if he's in motion or shifts, most likely he's getting the ball. He's at least the first read. He does a good job of sitting down in zone. So you got to do a really good job of defending him. Defensively, they've been, you know, even when Chip Kelly was there, they were a pretty good defense. They were physical. They have numerous guys that are getting drafted. Obviously, Austin, you know, from the Colts drafted my man this year, who probably was the most gifted pass rusher this year, in my opinion. Was it Jaden Phillips that was at Miami? He was at UCLA before. So that's two guys that are top 15 talents that were recruited, developed in that UCLA program, plus other guys that they have now. Not the biggest guys up front, but they'll run and hit you, and you know, they're playing a little bit better football.
I like the idea of what they do, what they're doing offensively. You mentioned Motavo, but here's the thing. They have five guys that.
Oh, yeah. They spread it around.
Right?
Yeah, they spread it around. Plus, put the running back in there, too, because he's kind of like that.
Five guys that. So, just against Rutgers, you had five guys with five receptions, four with five receptions, and another three with three plus receptions.
Yeah.
So, you had guys that, again, the young Garbers is good at making decisions with the ball. He's doing the right thing with the ball. He's figured out, you know what? I got some layups. I'll take the layups until I get. Hit some threes, and it works. It works. Mm-hmm. You talk about him being athletic, and you talk about, I mean, he led them in rushing against Rutgers, and it was literally from drop back.
Yeah, it was weird. Like Harden had essentially what will be looked at as an explosive pass play.
Yeah,
it was all a swing pass. It was like Rutgers forget. Like, here's the thing that's weird: the defense that you saw against Rutgers has not been the same defense, even from an effort standpoint, since they left Lincoln. I mean, there was guys running wide open left and right.
They make sound decisions. And again, that's when you give the coordinator credit, right? For allowing your athletes to be in a position where they're tough to defend. You don't know where they're going to be. They're going to be, right? You know, the easiest place to play to defend is where you know where the guys are going to be. They run a ton of option routes.
Yeah,
just a ton. Why? Because they want their players to play to a win.
Yeah,
and they will take early wins in the option route. They run the RPOs with high number. I mean, I want to say the number was they ran 16 RPOs.
Yeah, and it's really just right? The pass. Their RPO. I mean, it's, you know, they do a good job of spacing the field, right? They spread you out horizontally, and they'll test you deep a little bit. I mean, obviously. But a lot of their explosive plays come from coverage busts, which is a lack of communication. And then, you know, they'll run after the catch. And like DP said, they got five guys It's actually six if you count the running back and in the tight end. That had good days at the office against Rutgers. And it was everybody was eating against that Rutgers.
The guy that I've got my eyes on, because I'm a little confused as to where he's gone, J. Michael Sturdivant. Good freshman year at Cal, transfers to UCLA, puts up some numbers for him. He's played in all seven games this year, but he only has 12 catches. There's a host of guys with 12 or 13 catches. But in his career, he had 65 for 755 as a freshman at Cal, 36 for about 600 and four touchdowns last year.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Moreno will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Moreno thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
UCLA. He's never been a star. A lot of people predicted him to break out this year. Fascinating game log. Against Hawaii, 3 catches, 36 yards. That's it. Nothing against Indiana. Not a single catch. No stats. LSU, 2 catches, 26 yards. Straight zeros against Oregon as well. 7 catches, 107 yards, and a touchdown against Minnesota. No touches against Rutgers. He's an every other game guy, which leads him to Nebraska. You know, right now, we're just playing the numbers, right? If it's every other, it's going to be against Nebraska. This is the guy that's supposed to be their number one or their number two guy coming into the year, and he's number 7 or 8 right now. He's a dangerous seven or eight.
Well, some of that's off the field.
Yeah, that tells you.
Some of that is, quite frankly, listen, that you take a day off at practice, and we've had the discussion, you're going to try me again. Like,
it's not changing. I think that's right.
Like, you've earned the right, and then you've earned your position tonight.
I think with him, it's a guy that you're trying to show, or you're trying to get him to earn everything that he gets versus, and when he earns it in practice, you see the production. When he doesn't, he probably don't play. He suits up, but doesn't play.
You were talking about the run game thing, and we had a text who just mentioned that UCLA is not going to try to run the ball. It's still 17 touches from the traditional run game.
They'll run it. I mean, if you let them run, of course, Eric Bieniemy will run it. But they run it out of necessity to set up everything.
Yeah.
And also, you have to be aware that the swing pass is a short, quick passing game is an extension of the run game. He's learned that from the pros.
Jet sweep.
Okay. That's an extension of it. So they get to it a different way, but they want the ball in their playmaker's hands as quick as possible. And then it's up to them to make hay. So really, it's going to come down to, you know, obviously we've got to communicate very well. We've got to win out there on the edges, both in defeating their blocks and getting, you know, to these short area, the passing concepts and routes. And then we got to tackle well. And then on the other side of the offense, we have got to win out on the edges. That means we have to block well. That means, you know, then we have to be able to have our runner after the catch. And a big thing for us is we have got to get them to play fall football. What's fall football? We got to be very efficient on offense, low penalties, and conventional run game, or however we get to it. We got to lean on these dudes because they don't have a lot of depth, right? So we got to make this thing as grimy as possible. Here's a sneaky thing about UCLA is that with Eric Bieniemy, this is how you also, your best defense can be your offense. What Rutgers ran into trouble with, it, and it's a bit of, it wasn't Rutgers doing. It just so happened Rutgers was moving the ball so much. they like rhythm. Eric Bieniemy in his office likes rhythm. Sit their butt on the sideline, there ain't no rhythm. You get what I'm saying? It's going to be a little cold out here, you know? Blood little thing coming from Cali. They like rhythm, and they were in a rhythm. Whether Rutgers was scoring, but every time they were getting the ball back at a certain time, and that's why you saw against Rutgers, they went a little up-tempo. Ideally, I think Nebraska matches up a little bit better than Rutgers as far as athletically, depth-wise, defensive schematic-wise, you know, and then also being at home. I don't think Rutgers had a home field advantage at 11 a.m.
Yes, the number of plays that were made by UCLA's line on either side of the ball. This is where, like, when you look at film and you go, okay, playmakers get all the hype and glory, but pretty much the way the Nebraska season has been, when the bigs play well, they're going to play
yeah.
well. And both sides of the ball. Now, UCLA's bigs are athletic.
Yeah.
But they can be maneuvered.
Yeah, they're more the typical, you know who I equate them to? They're kind of like Maryland was a few years ago. Good skill position guys, right? And just not Big Ten offensive line yet.
Yeah.
And you can't expect them to. They came from the old Pac-12, lost a lot of guys in the transfer portal. But they're big enough guys. They're just not there yet. But that's why they have to get to their running game a different way.
I'd like to turn it into a brawl in the closet. I you want UCLA to have to fight you physically. If it's a dance, you're not gonna have success. But if it's a brawl, Nebraska will have every advantage.
I think this is a game where you want to establish a physical type of mindset and commit to it, knowing that when you deposit those body blows, the haymakers will become a lot easier. And you see it in every single these type of games. This doesn't mean that UCLA is soft by any means, mm-mm. but what it means is depth-wise and our depth in big guys, we do what we need to do. It's just a matter of just physicality. It just happens.
This roster for UCLA was built to compete with Utah in its physicality. It was built up to compete with USC and its physicality. Washington, they had to concede, who are you going to beat?
Yeah.
Because you have to compete and build differently to beat Utah and that crew than it is for you to beat Washington, especially over the last three years. You had Penix and company who were just supremely athletic and gifted, but they also had a hammer sitting back there in the back that if you overcommitted to the pass, he beat you up.
Yeah.
Well, that's where they are. It affects them offensively. If they're out front, they're a problem.
Yeah.
If you get up on them and you can kind of dictate and you know where to put your bodies, you got a better
shot. Yeah, I will say this before we go to break. They're a different team. If you watch the game against Minnesota versus the game against Rutgers, where it was a free-for, they were out there just, it was like 7-on-7.
Yeah.
Minnesota got them into deep water and was able to beat them up and score at the very end. So hopefully we can do that, and we will do that, and then we'll be bowl eligible. Then we'll have plenty of text line and other people to another complaints about how it looked or whatever. But nevertheless, as long as we get the job done, that's all that matters. Austin, do you want to take a chance? You want to take a try at my man's name is Maliki
Moliki
Motava.
Maliki.
Maliki?
We call him Momo.
Well, the texture says Motaval.
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 Yeah, Maliki. Motaval.
Maliki, we got.
Motaval.
Maliki, we got. Motaval.
Motaval.
Okay. See, this is where the 107.5, you could call in and say it for us. Be our phonetic breakdown. I went through this in Utah, having to call high school games.
And oh, that had to be horrible.
Oh, man. You talk about the trauma of trying to get some of the names right, and they say, well, phonetic breakdown, and then, of course, there are rules to it all. But, yes, he's a player.
Yeah, big old tight end, so you just got to find out where he's at.
This will tell you something. You go to UCLA's website, and you look up the pronunciation guide.
Uh-huh.
They're telling you, guys, this is a simple one. You can't mess it up. He does not give a pronunciation, so you're just expected to know it.
Suffer.
Maliki.
Maliki is what he's gonna be. Come on, 88.
Just go, hey, I'm not, hey, I'll just say, hey, dude, I'm not gonna try to pronounce your name. Your name's Mo. Nice to meet you.
Motaval.
Yeah, Motaval. Anyways, those are a couple guys to look out for. Obviously, you know, as long as Nebraska handles their business, but they'll be just fine. So either way, you just got to stop. Don't give them nothing cheap and deep and make them earn it. UCLA turns into a different team. I always say teams like UCLA and teams that you need to make earn, meaning make them drive the ball against you and you don't bust coverage, you don't miss a whole bunch of tackles. All of a sudden, you know, it's like Cinderella when the clock strikes 12. All of a sudden, they look like a totally different team. So, yeah, the recipe is there. You just got to cook it and be willing, you know, to let it marinate. So, anyways, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, quick break, come back. We'll dive into some more sports stuff after this break.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Moreno will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Moreno thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.